Hey, everybody. Welcome to Cooler Talk presented by our new sponsor. Who's our new sponsor, Johnny?
Well, you know what? Let me get my water out of this Arctic cooler right here. I'm taking it, I'm putting it in there because apparently these Arctic coolers, DP, they keep everything freezing cold and cool all day long.
Like
so I'm keeping my water during our whole talk.
Yeah, I think it's great. And
yeah,
you know, you know how sometimes you watch a movie and there's subliminal advertising and subliminal product placement?
Yeah.
I feel like this is going to be just like that.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, I wish I could figure out and remember who the sponsor was for this segment. I don't know. We'll think about it. I'm going to put my water back in that Arctic cooler.
Put your water back in the cooler. Yeah. We're going to take some fan questions. And if you're interested, there's roughly about 200 Arctic coolers in here. We've got a bunch of people setting up for the new season. We are getting ready for the new season as well. In, what, 2 weeks? We leave for the, actually in 2 weeks.
Well, less than that.
We will be at the Greenbrier.
Yeah, Wednesday night when I did radio, Mark and I were doing
less
a segment.
Than 2 weeks.
And I said, Mark, do you realize that a week from today on this hour, Wednesday 6 to 7 hour on All Access, Sports Radio 610, we will be talking about the very first training camp practice. 2 weeks from that. So, got a
we'll
little week
underway.
And a half. Yeah, we'll be underway. We'll be getting going. It can't get here fast enough.
Johnny, are you looking forward to going to West Virginia? It sounds like you really are.
Well, you know what I'm excited about? I'm just excited that the season's underway. And I get this way before each season, DP, because the NFL season's so different. College season, you sort of have an idea of what you're going to have. And you have a guy for 4 years and in some cases three. But the NFL team, it changes so often. And especially at the quarterback position here with the Texans, it's changed so often that you always wonder how are all the pieces going to come together. And so I love those first few practices because then you get an idea of, oh, this guy's going to start, or boy, this guy's got an opportunity to play, or boy, they don't like this guy, or man, this guy's going to have to really work his way up the depth chart. So you start to figure those things out as training camp unfolds. And even though it's going to be at the Greenbrier, it's a good chance for all the football media in this town to be there and kind of congregate, and it's a nice reunion. So it's always kind of cool to see all the people that we get to see during a season that we don't see for a while. So that's always kind of fun too.
All right. While we're waiting for questions to come in, Johnny, I'm going to hit you up with one.
Okay.
The position battle you are most looking forward to in camp?
Not quarterback.
Okay.
Not quarterback.
Okay. Let's take quarterback out of the equation.
That's what I'm saying. We're taking quarterback out of the equation. I would imagine it's going to be right tackle. In large part because for the first time we're going to see these guys in pads since that night against the New England Patriots. That's the last time we saw any Texans wearing shoulder pads doing anything. So this is the first time they're putting pads on, make contact, hit each other. And that's really where you start seeing the linemen separate from one another. So to me, it's the right tackle position. You know, it's interesting. I went back and I was watching a couple of games yesterday because I wanted to see I think there are two players that a lot of people ask me about. And then we mentioned quarterback. So how did Tom Savage look? So I went back and I watched the Jacksonville game when he came in that game and watched how he handled that situation. And I thought just if you watched it, that was the only part you watched. That was, you would think, okay, that guy's a starting quarterback for the Texans. You wouldn't have thought there was some other guy that was a starter before him. Tom looked really good in that game. And the other thing I did was I went back and I watched the Tennessee game, week 17. Now that game didn't matter to a lot of people. But I think we're going to look back at some point, or we can look back at some point. And another guy that I know a lot of people are interested in is Kendall Lamb. And Kendall went in for Dwayne Brown at some point in that game because it was a lot like a preseason game. The starters played a little bit, and then those guys came out for the most part. I mean, there's only so much you could do. In the offensive line, you couldn't do it across the board. Receivers, you couldn't do it across the board. But defense, there were guys inactive, and et cetera. So Dwayne came out of the game probably sometime in the second quarter, and Kendall Lamb went at left tackle. Kendall gave up a rush early. After that, I thought he looked really good. He handled some stunts that they threw at him. And it wasn't the Titan scrubs. It was Brian Arakpo and Jarrell Casey. I thought he played very well for the most part in that game. And that's why I went back to watch it. Like, is there somebody in this game that I'm not paying attention to that actually played that game? And that's why I wasn't going to look at Kendall, really. I forgot all about that game, so I wanted to watch it. And so then I started watching Kendall in that game, and I thought, you know what? If he plays like this on the right side, the Texans are going to be okay right tackle.
Yeah, and you know what? Kendall and Julio and Davenport and all those offensive linemen, they're going to have their work cut out for them facing J.J. Watt, Jadeveon Clowney, Whitney Mercer. However many reps those guys get in camp, they're going to have their work cut out for them.
Yeah.
All right, we've got some fan questions coming in. We skipped over the quarterback question because I knew we were going to get some fan questions.
Of course.
So here it is. Multiple people want to know, what do you think will happen at the quarterback position? Johnny, put on your fortune teller's cap, I guess you could say.
Put on the what was Johnny Carson? what did he do when he
predicted the future?
Predicted the future,
yes.
Which was
what
a fantastic
segment.
What
do you think will happen?
I think I got asked this today. I was on radio down in Jacksonville, and they're very curious. I think the people around the division are they look at the Texans the last couple of years and felt like they missed their shot because that was the time to get the Texans. And I think now there's this trepidation of, if they've got a quarterback and they've got those defensive players, we could be in trouble. And I think there's some confidence around the division that, well, they're not going to get it right this year. I think, and this is what I told the guys there, I think Deshaun Watson took significant steps this spring. I told you the very first practice, what did I tell you? I was like, this isn't happening. I told you, we were watching the practice.
You're like,
he's got a ways to go.
Yeah.
And each and every week he took those steps that I wasn't sure that a rookie could make. And I don't think the coaching staff thought a rookie could make, but he made them. His work ethic is off the charts. He fits into this ball club from that perspective. He's going to study film all the time. He's going to make a decision very difficult. I think in the end, what's going to end up happening is Tom's going to start the season. I think Tom Savage is going to be the starting quarterback. The best thing that can happen for this team will be Tom Savage being the starting quarterback all the way through the season because that means...
And does well.
Exactly. The only way that he stays there is if he does do well. And that, I think, would be the best thing because Deshaun gets to learn a little bit more. You're getting good football out of Tom Savage, and that's what this team has been looking for is a quarterback to give them good quality play. So I think they start with Tom and then see where it goes at that point. I do think that Deshaun Watson is going to make that decision very, very difficult.
Absolutely. All right, here's another question about another popular player. This comes from Brian Lewis. He says, what about J.J. Watt? What do you expect from him this year?
Well,
and I know we've seen him this offseason, so people are very curious.
Yeah, and because we've gotten a chance to see him, I don't know. I referred to him today when I did that interview. I thought, well, you know, if he's the old J.J., and I'm like, but when you watched him in OTAs, he just looked like he always did. He looked great. He looked like he was put together. He looked like he's moving well. I don't know that there can be a drop-off because of a guy with a back issue. I always think of Rob Gronkowski. He had back issues at Arizona. He had back issues early at New England. But then there was a year where he might have been one of the top five players in the entire league. And then he got banged up again. Now, he's had a myriad of injuries. So it's maybe not quite 100% comparable.
Yes. He's had different injuries
right.
as well.
The back has been one that has stood out. But, you know, JJ's going to put in the work. He has put in the work. We've seen him. So I think when he gets on the field, it might be a surprise to some, but we're going to look at it and say, well, that's kind of what we've seen and what we expect. So the thing to me was, how did he move around? During OTAs, mini camps, how did he move? That to me was a big key. I thought he looked as smooth and as explosive as ever. And if he is right, Jadeveon's healthy, Whitney's healthy, I think you could have, and it's funny because two guys for SiriusXM put together a top five pass rushes, and one guy didn't even list the Texans in the top five. One guy listed them the Texans at number four, and I'm looking at it thinking, wait a second, 90, 99, and 59? Now, again, people are going to get behind that and say, well, if JJ's healthy. Well, look, JJ's as healthy as he could be at this point in the season.
He's had almost a full year from his back surgery.
Absolutely. So from that standpoint, I'm like a lot of people. I'm excited to see what he does, but I would think that he's closer to the old JJ than a guy that was banged up last year.
The one we saw last year.
Yeah.
And also, I think the one difference we're going to see in camp, a lot less JJ. He's definitely going to be on a pitch count because they're not going to want to risk him re-injuring anything. Not that they expect that to happen, but that's what we saw in OTAs too. He had more rest days than what he's usually had. Usually he never misses a day.
And to that end, DP, I think the one thing that's going to be most important, look, it's one thing to miss practice. It's another thing to hold him out of preseason games. But I think what last year did was to even JJ. JJ has always wanted to be on the field 100% of the time. And that's great. But this is also about self-preservation too. JJ, because of what you have, there can be a time to give JJ a rest and get him off the field a little bit so that not only is he fresher late in games, he's fresher late in the season. And everybody else is as well. Everybody's going to benefit from JJ being there, but JJ has to benefit from everybody else being there and rising and taking their game up a level as they did last year. And that, I think, will be a huge – I mean, just think about it. Say that JJ rests five plays a game that he would normally play, five at, say, 15, 16 games. That's 75 to 80 plays. That's almost a game, a little over a game.
It adds up
game
over
and
time,
some change,
right?
Yeah, that he gets to rest throughout the year, which I think is going to be huge. So that, to me, is a big key. On the field during the season, getting that rest during games, I think will help preserve him.
All right. This comes from Jody Hicks. Will Braxton Miller break out this season? I know we've talked about it. He was actually one of my offensive players to watch.
Yep.
Is he going to make that year one to year two leap?
DB, I think he has to. From the position he plays, which is a slot position, he's just an offensive weapon that has to have the ball in his hands. I mean, we saw it at Ohio State. When he had the ball in his hands, he did things that were jaw-dropping. So it's a matter of staying healthy, learning that slot position even more year after year. And again, when you're healthy and you can practice every day, you learn the little things. And playing the slot receiver, that position, is all about learning the little things. And then once you learn that position, then you can move around a little bit. And then they can find different ways to get you the football. And that, I think, is key for Braxton. But he's got to stay healthy. And if he does, I think he takes that leap and become that guy that he's scary when he has the ball in his hands. That's what I think this team, this town, really wants to see.
Absolutely. Wes Welker on the coaching staff, you know.
Huge.
I think that's a huge benefit to Braxton, especially in learning the slot. All right. This is an interesting question. Brandon Groves. Actually, let me get to another one before I get to Brandon. Ryan Breckenridge. Will Hal and Moore be the starting safety duo? Now, obviously, we lost Quentin Dimps in the offseason to free agency, so there is a starting safety position open. Is it going to be Andre Hal and Corey Moore? What do you
think? I don't think anything in the secondary is ever going to be set in stone. The way the Texans approach games as a game plan defense, game plan offense too, game plan defense, I don't think anything's ever going to be set in stone. There might be some situations like Jacksonville. You know, Jacksonville's going to run the football. Maybe you want different safeties out there because you're going to play a little different scheme against them. But maybe against the Patriots, you might want a different group out there because they're going to throw the ball a little bit more. Now, keep an eye on the Patriots for numerous reasons, but that offense is going to be scary. But their running game is going to be better because they've added Burkhead and Gillislee, et cetera. But the point being, you may not have starters that are the same every single week. And I know people say, well, that disrupts the continuity. When you run a game plan defense, the continuity is your discontinuity, if that makes sense. The fact that you can change week to week and what you can do. So I do think that you're going to see some different combinations back there. But here's the key. You mentioned Hal and Moore. KJ Dillon coming back, Curtis Drummond coming back, both off of injuries. I think you add those two into the mix. I think, and then, if you get some good, solid cornerback play, let's say that Tristan Decoud steps up in training camp and shows he has to be on the field, that might allow you to let Kareem Jackson go back and play a little bit more safety. So I don't think anything is set in stone. Nothing will ever be set in stone. It's always set in sand back
there. Everyone plays multiple positions,
right,
especially on defense.
So when you say starting lineup, it can change from week to week. Now, I think Hal and Moore are going to be factors. You just never know how they're always going to fit back there. I think Andre is going to have his position. He's been back there enough. He's got enough experience. He's got to play better. He's got to make more plays because he's not the biggest tackler in the world. He's got to make more plays. But with guys like Corey and KJ and Curtis, you got some smart guys, but also guys that can come up and hit a little bit. So, I think the difference is going to be week in, week out, which guy makes plays, which guy limits the mistakes, and then what team are you playing and which one of those guys fits best against them.
All right, I have another question about another second year player. Brian Zetapek wants to know, how much can Will Fuller improve in his second season? Now, Will obviously does a lot of things, not just on offense, but in the return game as well. So where do you see him improving and how can he improve? I know consistency is something they've been wanting to see out of him.
Yeah, you hit it, DP. That's the biggest thing. I think, and I've said this, the one thing that this offense has lacked for a while is the ability to have a one play drive. 75 yards, we just did it one play. That's massive to have that opportunity. And with a guy like Will Fuller, you have that chance to have a one play 80-yard drive, one play 60-yard drive, because he can get behind the defense. The key for Will is catching the football. Last year, there were a couple times he got behind the defense, running post routes or go routes or whatever it was, and he didn't hang on to the football. If he's able to hang on to the football, first of all, nobody's going to catch him. But I thought it was telling in the game against the Patriots, he ran away from Malcolm Butler. Like they were even after about 35 yards, and then all of a sudden Will hit another gear and got beyond him. He just didn't catch the football. That you would think is the easy part. Now, the more he does that, the less he is going to return. Because at that point, he's making the impact you want him to have with the big plays. Then I think you rely on Tyler Irvin to be your return guy, your punt return guy in particular. So I don't think that Will's a natural punt returner. I think he learned to do it, and his speed and athleticism kind of took over. So at that point, I think that Will probably won't return kicks, but if he's not making those plays deep down the field, they may want to use him there. But I think it's going to be Tyler Irvin that returns punts, And then Will's making those big plays on offense, and that's going to be perfect.
All right, Johnny, you're so cool for doing this.
Yes, I am. Let me get my water. I might need to
get
a drink.
Get your water back out. That's going to do it for us. Thank you for your fan questions.
Yeah.
We'll be doing this again soon, and you know, hopefully there's more coolers around here. Cooler Talk presented by Arctic. Thanks so much for watching. You can always catch Johnny and myself on Texans Radio every night, 6 to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Thanks for watching.